What does it mean by "in the beginning was the Word"? A word is an expression of an idea. An idea comes from a mind that is self-aware and able to think. When a word is spoken, it has a purpose, and it often has an intensity or emotion connected with it. Mind, will, and emotions constitute a soul. So, the soul of God existed in the beginning. What does it mean by "the Word was with God"? God is a spirit. A spirit is the qualitative aspect of a being. It represents the nature and value system of that being. The spirit of a being is the essence of that being. So, the soul of God was with the spirit of God in the beginning. What does it mean by "the Word was God"? It means that the soul of God and the spirit of God constitute one divine being. John 1:2 emphasizes the fact that the soul of God and the spirit of God existed in the beginning. John 1:3 tells us that this God, who is soul and spirit, created all things. John 1:10 tells us that Jesus made the world. John 1:14 tells us that the soul of God, the Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now we have the body of God. This is Jesus. Hebrews 1:3 tells us that Jesus is the express image of God. So God is a single being who is spirit, soul, and body, just as man, who was created in his image, Genesis 1:26. The soul of God, the spirit of God, and the body of God constitute one God, as is emphasized in Deuteronomy 6:4.